You're listening to a Yes Music Podcast interview special. Okay, well, I'm delighted to finally be able to hook up with Martin Jones, who went to the Yes concert in Bristol. Thanks very much indeed, Martin, for joining us.
No problem, Kevin.
Right, so as I say, you went to Bristol. What was the venue like there? We've had descriptions of the other venues on the other Yes Music podcast interview specials. What's it like in Bristol?
It's probably the smallest venue I've ever seen Yes performing, I've got to be honest. I mean, I went to see them 2 years ago. It only holds about 2,000 people, but it's a lovely venue, and the crowd there are all Yes mad fans, you know. And it was a great night. I really enjoyed it.
So, is it more like a small auditorium rather than one of these big barns?
Oh yes, it is a small auditorium. It's got most of the seats are downstairs. There are seats upstairs, but in the balcony. But most of the seats are. And downstairs, but it's a lovely venue, and the acoustics in there are really good, and I think that probably suited Yes down to the ground, quite honestly.
Great. What was the atmosphere like when you got there?
I got there, a couple of us went up, and we were a bit late getting there because the weather was awful on Wednesday night, and the atmosphere, most people were more or less in the auditorium waiting for Yes to start, so we got in there with about, I'd say, 5 minutes to go. So the atmosphere was buzzing, really. But that was probably the best word I could use, I would have thought. Yeah, really, really. It was good. Looking forward. What I didn't like was the start when they didn't play the Firebird Suite.
No, I've heard others complaining about that.
Yeah, it didn't seem the same, really. You know, you look forward to it, yes. I mean, I've been several times, as you know. You look forward to a Yes concert, and you like to hear the Firebird Suite at the start. And unfortunately, it just didn't come across. You know, they play. I don't know what the other song, what the other music was, Kevin.
No. I think I've seen online what it was, but I forget. Anyway, what about the audience itself? Was there a mix of age and gender?
I would say mostly people in 40s, 50s. There were a few younger people there, but, a few sons with fathers and things like that. But they were mostly other people there were in 40s, 50s, 60s, I would say, as you normally find in a Yes concert these days anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So you were slightly disappointed by the lack of Firebird Suite. What about the rest of the actual set that they played? How did that seem to hang together to you?
Yeah, really good. I mean, as I say, when 2 years ago I went to see him, of course it was the first time that Benoit David had played with Yes, and he's always difficult to replace John Anderson. I mean, John, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's irreplaceable, but this time around I felt he was a lot stronger, and he got a few notes wrong, but don't we all, and I think that, you know, he was a lot better this time around than he was 2 years ago. So, you know, John Anderson is missed as far as I'm concerned. Jeff Downes on keyboards was, as far as I'm concerned, a lot better than Oliver Wakeman was 2 years ago.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I think Rick Wakeman is difficult to replace. I've seen Wakeman play a couple of times with Yes, and, you know, he's in a different class to everybody else. But I think Jeff Downes, to be fair, has got a lot more experience. And that came across, playing with the band as well. So, but Chris Squire is Chris Squire, and he was outstanding. The bass sounded better than I've probably have ever heard him play it before. And the other two were brilliant. I mean, Alan White, apparently, people were saying Alan White looked tired at the beginning of the tour, but when I saw him, I can't honestly say that. I thought he was outstanding, but. Yeah. I'm a bit biased like that, Kevin, I think.
Okay. So what did you think of how the older pieces came over compared with the new songs from the new album?
The older people, I mean, you know, the Tempest Fugit was, you know, they played that from Drama. That was excellent, I thought. And Jeff Downs did his bit. You and I was really good. You know, to be fair, Benoit David sang that really, really well, and as good as John Anderson. Some of the, you know, some of the other older stuff, Roundabout, right at the end, was outstanding, as it always is with Yes. But what was unusual about the concert, and you probably, I don't know whether you've heard this, is that I've never seen a lady being thrown out of a Yes concert before.
I picked up something about that online, yes. What was your vantage point on that then?
It seemed to be a lot of people standing up at the end, and they played Starship Trooper, and they played Roundabout as an encore. But during Starship Trooper, this lady was thrown out. She didn't seem to be doing anything different to everybody else there, but she was just standing around and dancing, really, and they seemed to pick on her and throw her out, which was very odd, really. But the first time I've ever seen that at a Yes concert.
Wow. Well, that's quite something, isn't it?
And she wasn't a young lady either, to be fair to her.
Well, perhaps we can find out on yesfans.com exactly what happened with that and feedback. Now, just going back to the running order there, which pieces did Steve Howe play in the middle?
No, then. Solitaire played. I wasn't too sure about the second track. Somebody said it was a clap, but it wasn't the clap, definitely not. I think it was one of his own pieces from one of his own albums, so I'm not really sure what that was, but still very, very good, because he's a quality guitarist, and... but it was certainly Solitaire from the new album, yeah.
Other people have mentioned the fact that, of course, there's only one solo in the set, which is Steve Howe. Did you miss the others doing their own solos?
Yes, I mean, of them all, I would say, you know, Rick Wakeman's no longer in the band. I always do always enjoy listening to Rick, watching Rick Wakeman do his own solos. The others, really, and Alan White didn't do a solo, but you know, a little bit of drumming there, but a bit of extra drumming. Chris actually did a couple of bass, not solos, but a little bit of extra solo, a bit of extra bass. But the rest of them, really, Benoit David obviously just doesn't do solos anyway. He's on his own.
So it's interesting to hear that Jeff Downs doesn't do one, because I'm sure he could have pulled quite a few things out of the locker, surely.
Well, I've never seen him before. I mean, I know he's with Asia and he plays with Steve Howe in Asia, but I don't really know a lot about Jeff Downs. I know he was in Buggles, and I'm sure he could do it, because he did sound, and, you know, he got the keyboard sounding really good, and he reminded me a bit of Wakeman, but Wakeman stands out for me anyway. Bit of a biased Yes fan, yeah, I'm afraid.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah. That's what we like to hear. Did it feel like a whole classic evening's entertainment in Yes style to you? Particularly bearing in mind that it wasn't a massive set list, and a lot of it was the new material. Did it still feel like a great Yes concert?
Yes, I think it was. I mean, I always enjoy watching Yes play, and if you go back, first time I went was 73. And that was Topographic Oceans, Kevin. To me, that, you know, we've had conversations about this on Twitter, you know, and to me, Topographic Oceans it was the best concert I ever saw Yes play. But that was going back to the, you know, in 73. To say it was a classic Yes concert, no, I wouldn't agree with that. I wouldn't have thought. I like a lot of the older stuff, but I do like the new album as well. I think the new album is really... really good,
Must be honest. Mm. And one of the other people I've talked to has mentioned the fact that there seems to be a bit of a gap in the set list. There's some very early music in there, Starship Trooper and so on, and there's obviously the brand new stuff.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be a lot from the kind of 80s period.
No, I don't really know why that is, I've got to be honest. I know that was a period where I wasn't following them a great deal, I must be honest. Mm. I know about Drama and whatever, but
yeah,
there's definitely a gap there, and I think that was probably, they're obviously, you know, the three that have been in the band for a long time they like to play the stuff that they play, and that's why there's a gap.
Yeah.
There, I think they didn't. I don't think the 80s stuff really stood out for them, and I think they just play the bits that they do like to play. you know, the...
Yeah, and of course, when we say 80s, we're really talking about Owner of a Lonely Heart, etc. And that's an obvious big omission from this. And I think they did play it on the first concert of the European tour, where they tried lots of things out. I'm not entirely sure about that, but did it feel strange not having that as part of the lineup?
No, not really, no, because I'm not really used to them playing that anyway. And the same with Machine Messiah. I think they played that in Portugal as well. They didn't play that at Bristol. So, no, it didn't feel odd to me, because I go back to the 70s and then coming back into the 90s and into the 2000s as well. So, no, not to me, no.
No, okay. So, overall, how would you sum up the experience for you?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Can't wait for them to come again. Hopefully, they will be back. Hopefully, last time I saw them was 2 years ago. So hopefully he'll be back again in another couple of years. So we'll just have to wait and see, really, Kevin.
And with a new album?
I'd like to see them back, but I'd like to see John Anderson and Rick Wakeman back with the band as well. But, you know, whether I ever see that again is another matter.
Definitely.
You know?
And just finally, if you could have changed just one thing about the concert, what would that have been?
I think the start, actually. Fibre Suite, you know, it just starts everything off for me, you know, and unfortunately it wasn't there. I can't, you know, the band themselves were outstanding. I think each one were outstanding, and I don't think I would change anything there. Although, you know, I just said I do like John Anderson and Rick Wakeman, and I probably mentioned that a few times during this interview, but those are the only changes I would make.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very, very much indeed for giving up your time. It's great to have finally caught up with you and managed to preserve what you thought of that concert in Bristol for posterity. So thanks very, very much indeed.
That's all right, Kevin.